this great play tonight.
How's it going?
Questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. So I guess Mitchell, if you want to kick us off.
Yeah, Paris, match where you played, it seemed like a variety of different positions, as you know, number of players went down to injury,
yeah.
And already had some injuries going into this match. How do you feel the team managed maybe the chaos of the second half and held on to get an important win?
I think we managed it with our mentality. Like, guys knew if somebody went down, everybody was there to step up for them. So that's about it. We came and supported each other in every way. So.
And obviously a big opportunity now. I don't believe you were here last year when they played the White Kings.
No, yeah, I wasn't. No.
But obviously, you know, any time you get to play an MLS team in this competition,
yeah,
that's kind of the goal.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that, and you know, big step for the club.
Yeah, no, it's a big step for the club. Always playing an MLS team, it's a good challenge, and all the guys always want to put in a good performance. When I was down playing in the USL, obviously the US Open Cup, played a few MLS teams, and with the club I was down there, we did well and went on to the quarterfinals. And I think I'm here, and you know, can help the guys and lead them into playing against a good MLS team and keep the guys together like we did today and put in a strong defensive performance.
So speaking about that defensive performance, of course, the first game of the year, mm-hmm, certainly didn't go as well in that department as it did today.
No.
Could you speak to some of the changes, and I guess mentality?
I think for us, the mentality was the biggest thing today. Guys were switched on for the full 90 minutes. As you can tell, the first game for us, it was a little slow coming out the first game in the second half. And yeah, the guy just knew that when we came out, we had needed to be 100%. Right from the get-go.
Thomas?
In the first game, we saw a bit of a change of center-back because Taz and Roger are both injured, but mm-hmm, Samaro and Grant, how do you feel like that whole defensive line is adjusting now that we're two games into the season?
I think it's good. You know, we just grow with confidence with each other the more we play. And after the first game, there were things we needed to fix, definitely. The communication within the back line, and I think it was definitely, we made a big step in that today.
I know you're concerned more with your own team, but what did you think of Vancouver tonight, a team that hasn't been together that long?
Yeah, I thought they did well. I know, obviously, you know, when a new team comes in, you don't know if they're going to do well or if they're going to do poorly, and lots of the guys, it's the first time in the league, and, you know, I thought they did okay. They did well. They were set up to you know, counter and hold the shape, and which they did. But yeah, I thought they did okay.
Yeah. Going by Sunday's performance, and I guess to give it a time maybe to find your rhythm, how important was it to grind out that result?
Oh.
You said as a group,
it was, yeah, it was so important. Just for all of us to keep the mentality in the group, and then go on to this weekend for another game against them. Everybody's buzzing in the change room, and it's super excited. Yeah.
Nick, you've played with a few different wingers up in front of you as a wing back. How important is it to have that communication line constant between the two of you,
yeah,
as well as being able to trust them to cover you when you do make those
runs? Oh, it's key. And I know, like, I trust any guy who's in front of me, I always trust them. The talk we have off the field and on the field and how close we are, it helps so much, especially if I go up and overlap, I know they're going to be there to cover me. And definitely communication helps so much. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just spoke to the two Vancouver coach and player, the goalie and the head coach. And they were saying how close they were. I'm just going to make a few changes, knowing that they're going to play you on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you have to make some changes too? Because they're going to, well, they didn't blurt out what they were going to do.
It's, yeah,
just the... so forth, you've got, or you're going to let Martin, like, sort of adapt or know what you could do better, like score earlier, even earlier, or get two goals ahead and then take,
yeah,
it easy.
Yeah, yeah. I think we just got to come up with the same mentality. Obviously, there's a few guys whose legs are a little heavier or some guys that are injured. But, yeah, it's up to Nashie to make those decisions, and whatever decisions he makes, I know all of us are all behind him. Yeah.
I'm trying to count how many positions you've already played.
I think it's only three so far.
Wait, if you've been able to front here as an emergency striker and drop a couple of goals.
Yeah, no, I could. Throw me up there. I want to bank some in. So.
I don't think anyone in here does. I know. Any more questions in the room for Carlos? I think we do have a couple on Zoom, so I'm just going to call in Raymond here. Bear with me for a sec.
Okay, Red Blood, Paris is ready for you.
Yeah, Paris, is this one of those games that you come up with the pitch knowing that you put in, you know, an impressive work? I'm just looking at your statistics for the game, and you had 8 recoveries. You also involved deeply in the duels, 50% of tackles won, and also you dribbled past opponent twice, and had 100% aerial duels won. Is this one of the games that you come off and then you feel, yes, I really put in a lot of work on the pitch?
I judge myself pretty harshly. I don't think I had the greatest performance. I hand it down to more of the team and the performance that we put in. But overall, I think I put in an okay shift. You know, I obviously want to get up the field and get as many crosses in and deliveries for our strikers as well as I can. And I think in the first half we did that, and definitely in the second half they put a lot of pressure on. So there were times we had to stay defensively, and we stayed defensively sound. And I give so much credit to the guys to put in a shift today.
Yeah, how better is it for the team now? Looking at what happened just a few days ago, losing at home in the league, what sort of positivity are you looking to take from this game to the next match on Saturday against the same opponent?
I think definitely our mentality to bounce back from a loss and come back with a win, especially in Cup, and move on to the next round with against the Caps. We got to keep our confidence going, and for us to keep our minds in it, rest, and then play Vancouver again on Saturday, we just got to come in with the same mentality and grind it out and put in a shift and get those 3 points on the weekend.
That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more question. Thanks.
You done, bud? Perfect. Thanks, guys.
It wasn't too bad.
They're not that bad.
Scary lights.
Yeah.
Scary lights. We're told those down there.
Thanks, guys.
He looks a lot happier today. Questions in the room to start. Mitchell, maybe you want to kick us off?
Sure. Martin, do a lot of managing today, especially in that second half with some of the injuries. I guess just your thoughts on kind of what you tried to do in the, you know, you lost Balbi at halftime, Jeremy early in the second half. I guess the plan kind of went out the window a little bit, but I guess we're able to hold on to the win.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a really good first half. Created a lot of chances, and, you know, whether the penalty was soft or wasn't, I haven't seen it, to be honest. But I thought we had a couple good chances with Sassy Header that you're just, how do you miss, in a way? And then we had some good chances, and then we let them back into the game, maybe through some of the changes we were forced to make. It was tough to – Baldy, I knew he was only playing 45. That was kind of always the plan. But to lose Jeremy was tough for us second half, because he was playing really well and was keeping us ticking over. And once he kind of went, changing it around, we kind of lost our rhythm, and it allowed their press to be more effective. And they held us to the sword for the last 20 minutes or so. And even though we did have a few chances still to put it away, it was a nail biter to the end.
You mentioned the chances. Do you feel like you left them off? Let them off the hook a little bit. I mean, you had a 4-on-1 there at the end that probably should have ended up in the back of the net.
Yeah, I think we felt that way. I mean, they'll feel hard done by a little bit probably too, because they had some really good chances. Balls just didn't bounce their way in the box. So, I mean, they impressed me. They're, you know, I thought they were going to be good, but they're better than I thought they were. They're very organized. They work extremely hard. And, they were better going forward than I realized they were. So it was a tough test today. I was just happy that our guys came out with the energy we needed. We pressed them well early and possessed the ball well early, which got us into a rhythm. But everyone who went on, whether they played in their position or not, gave a great effort tonight, and that's all I could really ask for.
Thanks, man.
Neil?
Martin, do you think that the injuries were just part of this game, or does the fact that you've got so much happening in this week at the beginning of the season?
I'll say a bit of both, to be honest. It is tough to say, but it's tough to have, you know, and now we got another game 2 days from now, which is tough for players this early in the season. You know, for whatever reason, we're playing three games first week, which is, you know, and it's the tough part of it really is that our off season is so long. So to get the guys fully fit and then get through three games the first week at a high intensity is very difficult, but it is what it is, and we have to, like, try to find ways through like we did in the second half.
Finding ways through. Could you speak to, I guess, the mentality has been a theme tonight from both sides. And of course, you were able to grind out that minute. So could you speak to the support that was provided to Nico tonight as opposed to without the opener?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were more organized tonight, I felt, especially in the back. It helped having Baldy in midfield as a true midfielder. Because it's tough to play two tens and one of them playing as an eight, which we did on Saturday. It didn't quite work right. But I thought our mentality was right. We had the right attitude. We approached the game. There's a number of reasons we can point at for Saturday, but first and foremost, I don't think our mentality was right.
Well, looking forward to this weekend, do you think it's an advantage to play Vancouver again, or would you like to not see them for 3 months or so?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of playing the same team twice in a row, to be honest. It is what it is. You know, we both got to see each other tonight, so I guess we do it all again on Saturday. So we'll have
just talking about they just we're yeah. gonna change this and do this and we're gonna win. So
yeah,
of
I
course
mean,
they're all gonna
yeah. It's tough to say right now. We'll look back at tonight's game and see what works, what worked, what didn't work. If there's anything else we see from this game, and then we'll show the players back and come up with a game plan for Saturday.
You talked about the ability to move players around and have success. A couple of players stand out in Max Ferrari and Paris G, who have both played multiple positions this season. Mm-hmm. Can you speak how important it is to have those kind of guys in the lineup?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, I know Paris, coached Paris many years ago, but it's nice to have him back because he plays holding mid. In the USL, he's played holding mid. He plays left back. He plays right back. So it's always good to have guys that can fit into different areas. I think he's best, obviously, at right back. Max is he's a dream to coach. Great character. You know, playing left wing, right wing, left back, right back. You know, he's really on the sides, but he'll give you everything he's got. You know, he's a fantastic attitude and. You know, any player that gives you everything they got, you love to work with.
Fair enough, sure. Of course, most of the team is new from last year. We wouldn't have had the opportunity to face the Whitecaps, but now you have the Whitecaps coming here. Mm-hmm. Montreal is the only other team that has come here from the MLS. So what sort of, you know, how is the team looking forward to this already?
Yeah, I mean, the players are excited. It's a great test. It was great to go to Vancouver last year, and you know, I thought we played quite well. But it'd be even better, I think, to have them in our place. And you know, you never know. We played them tight last year, and hopefully we can do it again and find a way to win this time.
Awesome. First of all, congrats on the win.
Thanks.
And in the off season, you did get a lot of. Signings that have created great depth in this game, players from Monrici, KDS, Brian Wright, Lasana Bay, and Mark Ebersole on the bench. So how important is that depth, and was that your main goal for a match like this in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think depth is very important, especially in this league, because it's a bit of a grind and a lot of travel and you know, with the long offseason too, you're always going to have two or three guys out, it seems, right? Like, and yeah, when you have two or three, four guys out, when you only have a roster of 23, 24, you only have basically 18, 19 players. So you have to have guys that can do multiple roles. Like Johnny Grant, thought he did really well as a center back tonight. And he's a fullback, right? So you know, there's multiple guys doing a job for a team, and you want guys with the character and mindset to do it. And also the ability, and I have a bunch of guys that have the ability to do it.
Any more questions? I just want to think towards the
end. Nope.
towards the end, like, how are you trying to think about where the pieces went on one stage? Brian off the bench, still Osaze, Ricci's on. How do you control that, but still trying to have the control over the game too?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, when Jared went down, it was a... I had a few things run through my mind. I was going to put Paris in there right away and bring Lozano at that moment, but we chose just to drop Osaze and bring Brian on so we could hold the ball and a few other things and not really just go so defensive right away because we thought there were still chances to nick a second. And I didn't want to give that outlook in the players too early that we're shutting up shop now, right? So decided to put Brian on and just drop Osaze deeper defensively. It was a bit of a risk playing two nines and two tens through the middle, but it worked, but made my heart race at times.
We have Rick Bond waiting on Zoom here.
Okay.
Martin, was tonight just about the 3 points or victory for qualification to the next stage, or there was something else you wanted to see?
I want to see a reaction, to be honest. I mean, my pregame talk was all about energy and, you know, application, really. We didn't have the right energy on Saturday and the right application, and that was why we lost. So it was nice. I want to see the guys bounce back, have the right mentality. And the mentality we showed tonight was I thought was very strong. And if we can bring that mentality every day, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Just looking at the statistics and the player chosen as player of the match is still the goalkeeper, Nico. Mm-hmm. On the streets, we say if your goalkeeper is the best player, then it means something is wrong somewhere. Mm-hmm. Do you agree to this?
Not always. I think he had four shots on net they had? Anyway, I think he can't remember the stats, but he made the saves he needed to make at three shots on net. Yeah, so he met
yeah,
one really... One really good save and two that I think went right down the pipe to him, but he did everything he needed to do. You know, they're a tough team. They're big and set pieces. I thought he came up big and claimed a few crosses, which is nice. Always release pressure, but he's one of the leaders of this group, and he's got a fantastic attitude. He's a winner and a fighter. So I thought he was very good today, and I thought he was very good on Saturday, even in a losing effort.
It looks like it was a close contest. Yes, more chances came. What does this tell us about Saturday's game in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I thought, it was a good game tonight. There was chances both ways. And, from my standpoint, I want to keep creating them and hopefully limit their chances on Saturday. So we'll see. It's another chance to get back at it in quick succession and against a good team.
That's all from me.
Thank you, everyone. One last one.
Quick question here. I'm Brandon. When Nico stayed down after making that big save in the first half, how fast did your heart go in your throat? And how worried were you about losing someone like Obita that he is on this team?
Yeah, that would be tough for us, especially at the moment, because we have a young kid on the bench. So who is a good keeper and wouldn't be afraid to throw him in if we had to, but Nico's big for us. He's as I said, like, I thought he was really good last year, and unfortunately picked up an injury that sat him out for a while. Ilias came in and did a good job, but it would have been big in that moment if he had needed to come off.
Brandon. Yeah, congratulations on the win, Martin. I know that we sort of talked about pretty much everyone on the pitch tonight, but just one for Mo as well. Obviously, it comes, thoughts and gets the goal that takes you guys through where you're tied into Whitecaps, but how key was he also to that sort of tactical shifting that you had in something to have? From a perspective of he's able to give you that playmaking capability both, in an advanced position, but also from a deep line position.
Yeah.
Sort of progression of him moving from striker to attacking it to center mid.
Yeah. Mo's a footballer. He understands the game. You kind of put him in any position, he'll know the job he needs to do. He knows how to. He can play as a winger. He can play as a 10. He can play as a 9. and even a deep line midfielder. You know, the only positions I probably wouldn't want to play him is in the back four. But he would know how to do it. So he understands the game and how to play the game and what's needed in a game and in moments of the game. So, you know, he played deep lying a bit on Saturday as well when needed. And, you know, it's nice to have footballers like that that understand the game and have the ability to play multiple positions like many of our guys do.
And I know that, you know, sort of touched on earlier, but a lot of these guys are new to the team, but there are, you know, a sizable few who were here last season and have been able to sort of build up some of those relationships on and off the pitch. One that I wanted to focus on was often coming out for bench, so being able to combine with Sazi down that right side in the 20 or so minutes that they were on. I guess in situations where you lose a guy like Jeremy, which also I do hope that he's doing all right, and I don't know what sort of status is up there with Jeremy, but just sort of how important are those off the pitch relationships when it comes to, you know, bringing in guys in a situation like this where you have to sort of plug the gaps and keep letting guys on the pitch and going?
Yeah, I mean, it's important that the guys get you know, get along off the pitch. They don't have to be best friends or anything, but I think with our group, we have a good camaraderie at training and games, and we've got some experienced guys that, you know, will put in a shift, and, you know, Austin's just dying to get more and more minutes all the time, you know, coming back off injury, so it was great to see him push him a little further tonight, and yeah, I thought he combined it well with Osazi down the right. He's, you know, Austin's a handful for anyone. So he's a big, strong boy with good technique, and you know, he's powerful. So he's good to see him getting more and more minutes, and I think he's going to be a big part of this team this season.
Thomas sneaking in, just about to shut down the shop here.
He wants to go home, man. You know, you got school tomorrow.
It's all right. A lot of people in the room can vouch for it, so you can get in late.
There you go.
You're starting to build a very special relationship with this tournament based on the run last year. Was this on Sunday when you were making the lineup? Was there ever a point where you thought maybe I should rest this guy so I can save him for Cancho?
Yeah, no, I didn't really. There was no point in resting anyone. It was just to with the best team I can put out in the field on Wednesday night to win a game. Right, and I'm going to do the same for Saturday. It was the best team I can put out to win a game on Saturday. That's the goal. You know, I guess this is the fourth time I've coached against Vancouver in the Canadian Championship now, or will be. So we just keep seeing them. So.
All right. Dustin.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, folks. Thank you, Gottler.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
I have a couple things for you. Yeah. Can you pass me the little lemon bag that's in my backpack?